Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
It's time to go.
I was focused on, I'm trying to play chess, checkers.
I know.
Battleship, all at the same time.
This is one of those days that's just, it's going to be very busy because you start out right out the gate. You got that snow to battle through.
We got a blizzard warning still in effect till 10. I-80 is still closed this morning.
Closed.
I-80 is closed. Coralville West. Coralville to Nebraska. I-80 is closed. I-35 is closed. Ames to Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
It's not great here. And
roads are not great.
It's worse. It's bad.
Right.
I'm not even going to give you directions anymore.
No. I mean, it's bad. It's bad throughout our listening area. There's a lot of drifting that's happening right now.
Yeah, I thought the visibility. So, first of all, I stayed off the interstate.
Oh,
didn't want to go on an open area.
Mm-hmm.
But city streets, while 100% snow and ice covered and drift covered.
Drifts.
Visibility wasn't horrible.
No, that wasn't the main point. The issue was like I kept hitting a drift thinking, oh, gosh, I hope I make it through this thing. You know, if you had a low riding vehicle, that could be an issue.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have a feeling my driveway tire track will be full. Like it'll refill after the wind gets to it.
Your footsteps, sir, in our parking lot.
Were there?
But unless you got here an hour before, but it was like, it kind of sandblasts
over things.
I mean,
I got here probably 45 minutes earlier than I normally would, just didn't know.
Yeah, it's blowing, drifting, shifting.
Yes.
All the time.
Majority of the school systems in our area are on spring break. Some are not, though, so check with your school system. Check with your city, too. Snow emergencies, everybody does it differently. I was noticing that on the news yesterday. That it's like one town has a snow emergency through tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, like ours is through our Cedar Rapids goes through 3 o'clock this afternoon. So everybody does it just a little bit differently.
Well, and I believe you've been getting weather packets and weather information. It looks like there could be a little bit more coming our way too now, which was a little bit of a surprise to me.
I mean, the good news is so far, Sapodapaso, as far as we know, is on for Tuesday. It's going to be wind chills of minus 10 during the parade. The wind's not going to be horrible. But no, there's another little dose of snow, 1 to 2 inches, coming in Tuesday night.
Ooh.
And then are you ready for Thursday?
Sunny.
53, Friday 65, Saturday 67.
Woo!
Yeah. That's bonkers.
Iowa weather, right? We got a little bit of winter
here. You don't like it?
Just
wait a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Well, Thursday is the first day of spring, right?
Isn't it amazing
Friday?
It's Thursday.
Thursday?
How it exactly matches up.
That's weird.
Oh, Thursday.
Huh. Okay, well, this is the last gasp of winter.
Yeah.
Let's just,
High wind warning just expired at 6. I'm sorry, blizzard goes till 10. They bumped that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start seeing wind speeds die down into the 30s.
Which would help a lot with the cleaning up of the snow because it just keeps shifting wherever it was.
I mean, by driving in town, I was surprised at how much work was going on sidewalks right now in downtown Cedar Rapids, which is great. I just feel like you did it a little early.
Mm.
Like, it's still going to drift some more, but
likely.
The crews are out there. The snow routes were not clear, but by comparison to like these roads on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids.
Right.
Everything was passable, but to your point, as we started the show, it's those drifts.
This kind of side road. And
that's an in-town drift. I couldn't even imagine what it's like in the country right now.
No, I'm sure.
Anything rural right now, got to be huge drifts coming off those fields.
A lot bigger. So we'll keep an eye on all of the snow situation on roads this morning. We also got to get you caught up with a little bit of Z's Sleaze, where it was a big Hollywood weekend. We had the Oscars on Sunday night. We also had the Razzies that went down in Hollywood on Saturday as well.
Did you get most of the, I watched it to the end, the
I
Oscars.
I started late. I didn't realize it was at 6.
By starting at 6, it was done before 10.
Thank goodness.
They even had a post-credit scene. I think they ended early.
Really?
I think it felt to me like they were prepared to go long. Because I've never seen have you ever seen the credits for the Oscars? They ran credits. They ran a nice callback.
How did it not just go right into the news?
I know. Because it ended like at 9:30,
Keeping things on schedule,
I got everything but like animation because we were also watching the women's selection
In
show
and out.
At the same time. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll give you some of the highlights coming up in Z Sleaze. And then some bad news about that Buffy the Vampire Slayer reboot. Talk about that in Z Sleaze. And a rumor, which we gotta, you can't let rumors get out of hand. But the rumor on social media is that Target is going to stop selling toys.
Who would start that nasty rumor? Well,
it's half true.
What does that mean?
Half true. Well, Target has had a little bit of trouble, even though, you know, business is, they've got a little bit of everything.
Right.
That's kind of the problem right now, is that because they have a little bit of everything within their business, they need to focus just a little bit. So to look at the next chapter of growth, they're going to focus on groceries and beauty products.
Well, that's right at the front of the store.
Right.
I mean, I think about both Cedar Rapids remodeling, and they went all in on the grocery and mm-hmm. beauty products. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. They're going to streamline the stores. They're going to cut down some sections and make more curated selections of products. So they're going to make cuts in sporting goods, toys, and electronics, making way for grocery, health, baby, and beauty products.
My first gut is like, oh man, the toy section. I like walking through that when Shannon, like, what else am I supposed to look at?
I agree. We don't have Toys R Us, right?
But as I was in a Best Buy Saturday, I was reminded so much stuff is bought online now.
Yeah.
It's almost making those departments obsolete. Specifically sporting goods at Target. When's the last time you bought a tennis racket at Target?
No.
Right? Or a golf club?
No.
Or even just golf balls. I mean, that used to be a bigger section. It's just been, it's down to like
dwindled.
Or half an aisle.
Yeah.
So I guess time for toys.
Well, yeah. Focus on what you're good at. And if that's what people are coming to you for, is the groceries and the beauty stuff, all that.
It makes sense. Like it.
My kids will be very upset.
Your kids and Shannon's kid. Me. I'm also very
and
upset.
This man adult.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
You ever do that thing when you're watching a movie and you try to figure it out before the end? Like, as quickly as you can. Like, I already know who the murderer is. I think it's that guy.
Oh, totally.
Right?
All the time. You start to process the information. Shannon got the sixth sense about a second and a half before the rest of the room.
She did?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I'm like,
I asked the question out loud. I'm like, he only seems to own this one sweatshirt, this own shirt. Like, I thought that was odd that he was wearing the same clothes.
I picked that up. I never even noticed.
But Shannon went, shut up. And then all of a sudden you realize. So, yeah, you're constantly playing that. Where are you leading? Especially like mysteries or whodunits. Are you leading me?
Like, you know that something's going to happen.
Yeah.
And you try to figure it out ahead of time. That has been me this past week. When I had a cold and your wife had a cold,
mm-hmm.
I just assumed, Eric, you are going to get this cold. That it's going to be you. But surprise ending, it's my husband. Poor Nick started getting the sniffles this weekend.
Oh, no.
And he's so mad at me. I'm sorry.
Did you and my wife have a betting pool on the side?
We had good money on you getting this thing.
Why me?
Because you're surrounded. You had two fronts.
That's
at
true.
Work, at home.
Oh, you're, that's a good point.
There it is.
Yeah.
He's like, you don't wash your hands. I'm like, yes, I do. I did so much.
While very important, that was once it set in, washing your hands, continue to do so.
Oh, absolutely.
That's not the problem.
No.
I'm still fighting with her to just go get looked at the cough. I'm worried about her cough.
Lingering.
And again, it's lingering.
Yeah.
And whether or not you cure it or not, it's going to at least help clear it up.
Yes.
So maybe, I don't know, maybe today or tomorrow. She's not waking herself up at night anymore, so that's good.
Hey, step in the right direction.
We're going the right direction.
Dang it.
So we did not have the option to skip work today. Right?
No, yeah. No, everybody was asking me that yesterday. Like, are you gonna make it? Are you ready? Yeah.
Yes.
All my life I've been doing this. We're gonna make it.
I got up extra early. I had a game plan. I knew I wasn't gonna start even thinking about shoveling the driveway. Why? Right?
Why?
My car has a snow button. I just hit it, and now it's snow car. It's ready to go.
It has a snow button.
But I did have to make a decision this morning, and that decision was very. How do I frame this? It was a very man decision I had to make this morning.
A man decision?
I had to make a man decision. And the decision was, I have a beard, which I will not be shaving off. So when I say to shave or not to shave,
what?
It's not this. It's I shave three parts of my body every other. Nope.
What?
Rephrase.
My back.
My face.
My front.
I shave my cheeks.
Uh-huh.
My face. And I shave my neck.
Okay.
Right? I do it Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Because it's still growing there, right?
Sure.
And yeah. I'm like, a day like today, first of all, nobody's going to be in this building.
No.
Who am I trying to press?
Right.
And then everything from the moment I got up this morning till I pulled into this driveway, my plan was I'm going to get stranded.
Really?
That way, yes.
Should I have? What is wrong with you?
I'm just, we have had Trooper Bob on 1,000 times. And what does he tell us?
You're going to get stranded.
Leave the house prepared to be stranded.
Yeah. But I'm like, yeah. I got a blanket. I got snacks.
See, but I didn't have all of that. So I brought blankets.
Okay.
I brought extra snacks.
Uh-huh.
And I legit looked in the mirror and went, it would help to have a little extra hair on my neck today.
So you opted not to shave?
I did.
Wait.
I shaved. I did shave. I'm like, see, this is clean.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And that's clean.
Yeah.
There was hair down here.
Yeah.
Because I don't shave Saturday and Sunday. So I'm just.
Such a very specific schedule. And if you skipped it, then you'd have to, what, shave on a Tuesday?
No, then I'd let it go Tuesday, but that's going to be the Sappadappa soap parade. I can't let that happen. So
you're going to look like a mess.
I'm just not going to look put together.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
The principal of Cedar Rapids Prep was arrested Saturday on a harassment charge after allegedly threatening to kill somebody. Lynn County Jail records showing that 41-year-old Justin Blitz taken into custody on Saturday. Court records also showing he had a protective order filed against him in late of March of 2025. That was dismissed in a joint decision a couple of weeks later. As of still now, I checked it at 5 o'clock this morning, I-80 remains closed from Coralville to Altoona and then Des Moines all the way basically to Nebraska.
Yay.
I-35 from Ames all the way up to Minnesota is closed. Most of the roads on the eastern part of the state of Iowa are coming in under the dark purple color, which is travel not advised. Marion residents, you are moving your trash and recycling by a day, so you're going to be a Tuesday through Saturday schedule this week. Cedar Rapids, you are on schedule. However, no yard waste and no glass as part of trash service today in Cedar Rapids. Looking over to some sports shorts. NCAA basketball. It was fun last night. I had
lots of basketball.
I got the men's tournament, and then I got the Oscars were going.
Yep.
And then we would pause the Oscars.
In and out.
And then go to the women's selection show and then come back. So all three state schools make it in for the men. Iowa State, you and I. And all three are playing on Friday. Iowa State will take on Tennessee State. That game, by the way, is in St. Louis. That is an easy drive
for
Cyclone fans.
Yeah.
Work with the NCAA and getting tickets there. The Hawkeyes are in Tampa, take on Clemson. That's an easy flight. And then you and I will play St. John's in San Diego. All three of those games are on Friday. The earliest of the three is Iowa State, starting a little bit after lunchtime. When I'm live at Union Station, that's going to be right before the Iowa game tips off, and then you and I tips off right after that. So plenty of basketball coming up on Friday.
All the basketball stacked up on Friday.
Saturday, the Cyclone women will be in Connecticut to play Syracuse, and then the Hawkeyes, they will host their first two rounds. So Fairleigh Dickinson's coming to town, guys.
Whereabouts? Who?
Who is Fairleigh Dickinson?
Fairleigh.
The whereabouts? Still remains a mystery to this day. Nobody knows.
We'll find out
They're
more.
They're a hidden school, Claire.
When they get here and we introduce ourselves, let's say hi. This is the first time I've ever met Fairleigh Dickinson.
You got it.
Did I get it? Did I get the name?
It sounds like a book you would have read. As weren't you an English major at Mount Mercy?
It sounds like an old-timey gentleman. Yes. Lord Fairleigh Dickinson.
I believe it's Emily's long-lost brother,
yes,
Fairleigh.
Yes, maybe it is.
Sure. Well,
we learn so much more on Saturday.
3 o'clock's tip-off for the Hawkeyes, and I don't even know the mascot for the Dickinsons.
It's probably a poet. The Fighting Poets.
Well, that's going to be a snooze fest.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They won't
Go
shoot
Hawks!
The ball. They just stand there and orate.
Exactly.
That's all they'll do.
They'll get real thinky with it.
You have a shot at some tickets. 9 o'clock this morning, they go on sale to the general public. Very limited availability of tickets available for the Hawkeye women's basketball team. What?
Very limited ability of tickets.
I just want people to know it's a very limited availability. Again, those go on sale at 9 o'clock this morning. Please enjoy Iowa taking on the Poets of Fairleigh Dickinson.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
All right, what did you do yesterday? What did you do Saturday? How did your weekend kick off? Hopefully you got a picture and you can share that right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page. Maybe you just started spring break today.
Yeah.
We'd love to see a warmer picture.
If you're somewhere else.
Than what we're dealing with right now.
Good for you. It was a great weekend, a busy weekend, mostly because my entire Saturday was in Chicago, there and back in one day. I was invited on a bus trip with my good friend Carol. And she's like, if you have time, Saturday, March 14th, we're just going to go there and back really, really quick. Do you want to go see Hamilton? And lo and behold, I didn't have anything on the calendar. So I said yes.
And it's Hamilton.
I will always say yes to Hamilton.
I looked at some of your other pictures. It looks like it was a fun group.
It was really cool because the bus that we had to take was an Iowa Hawkeye bus.
I noticed that.
The team's bus. So the looks that we were getting on the interstate, people were like rubbernecking, like trying to see.
Is that the basketball team?
Is it the team? Where are they going? Who's on there? And then they see us step off. I'm like, not the athletes. Surprise.
Did you guys walk off, though, like athletes?
Exactly like
slow-mo.
Athletes. Slow-mo? Yeah.
Was everybody wearing a set of headphones? Bigger than their heads?
Earmuffs. More like earmuffs.
Oh, earmuffs.
Because we went into Chicago when it was their St. Patrick's Day celebration.
Oh, that's right. They did the river green on Saturday.
Oh, my goodness. It was pandemonium. It was chaos. We saw a fight in the middle of a crosswalk.
What?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. And they're like, it was chaos. It was chaos. It was the best, though.
Was it a Hamilton versus a St. Patrick?
No. Nothing to do with our group. Just people who had maybe been overserved already by noon.
Couple beverages before noon.
Yeah.
Got it.
But we went to the show, and fantastic show. Love Hamilton. But they always have rules, right, of like when you can have your phone.
Yeah.
So we purposely waited until people had cleared out at the very end. We're like, we should do a picture. The picture that I've actually shared on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
There's nobody left of the entire auditorium, Claire.
And yet there was one lady who's like, no photos! No photos!
During this moment?
During the end, when everybody else had left the theater. We were just moseying, making our way. We had plenty of time before we had to meet the bus.
I hope that was met with a ma'am.
Ma'am.
On your end. Ma'am, I believe the photo rule is during the production only.
Exactly. That's what I said.
People take photos of the stage before the show all the time.
That's what I said. I'm like, why do you care? Why do you care?
Did you look at her name tag? Gladys? Are you joking, Gladys?
Listen.
Are you drunk with power?
Yeah. So this is our very illegal one-shot photo.
You bootlegged this back over state lines.
Yeah. I should have technically self-destructed this thing, but.
Nice. I'm mad at that lady so much.
I am too.
So much mad at that lady.
Yeah. And she lied about the bathroom line. 2 minutes of intermission. She's a liar.
Nope. Don't get her fired.
Nope. I'm not going to say anything. We had five.
All right. My favorite words in the English language are popcorn for breakfast.
Those are your favorite things.
Popcorn for breakfast. We caught hoppers on Saturday morning. So I'm showing 10 fingers.
Yeah.
In my picture. That is not my rating of the movie.
Okay. It looks like it is.
Well, okay, fine. 10 out of 12.
10 out of 12. Nobody said what it was out of.
I went to a 10 a.m. showing. So I thought 10. Cause I guess I could do 10 and try to point. Anyway, 10. It was us and about, I'd say, four families. Grandma was taking two grandkids out right next to us.
Nice.
They were a little squirrely, but entertained. There was a girl up front who was crying a lot, unfortunately. I'm not going to say Pixar is back, baby, but it was good.
It was good.
Hoppers was very good. It was very entertaining. A lot of great jokes for both young and old. I knew the premise because I saw probably 20 minutes of this thing when I went to my nerd convention, Disney nerd convention.
D23.
And at the time I'm like, that just looks like another Pixar doesn't know what they're doing movie,
mm-hmm.
but they had some fun twists and turns in it. And just,
it was the number one movie at the box office.
Again. Yeah. The animation was good. I think, you know, when you add personality to the animal kingdom, and it was a very, as you would expect, respect the environment movie too,
yeah.
which was very nice to see. So yeah, highly recommend Hoppers in theater. At full price. We loved it. That was my 10 a.m. showing on Saturday.
8 out of 10.
Giving it an 8 out of 10 on the finger scale. So, Hamilton and an illegal photo Eric gives Hoppers 8 out of 10. Now we need to see your pictures.
We want to see what you did this weekend. You can post yours right underneath ours on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
I'm a little selfish with our one-shot weekends. Our boss, Chad Taylor, Workday Playlist, is at Disney. And I just keep waiting for him to post he's going to Epcot today.
Yeah.
And I just want to see that big picture of that big sphere when he walks in. And I've asked him both privately, and I thought he posted on the Z102.9 Facebook page. Instead, they drove down. They drove from Altoona all the way down to Orlando over 2 days.
And if you're driving and you have the opportunity, you're probably going to go down south and you're going to stop and get some gas, right?
Specifically at a Buc-ee's. So we do have a picture of Chad Taylor for the Workday Playlist outside the iconic Bucktooth Buc-ee from those gas stations. The Casey's of the South,
yes. Basically.
Yes. Just one of many photos we're starting to collect on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
Our only statue photo, because Sharon actually saw those buffalo statues that are bound for the Smithsonian Institute. They were in Iowa City.
I remember having that story about a month ago that they were making a road trip because they were forged, I think, in Colorado.
Yeah.
And they're beautiful. They're huge.
Very cool.
Can you imagine driving by that on the interstate?
No kidding.
How crazy that would be.
What is that?
Big shout out to Ashley and then again to John. For posting pictures from Special Olympics Iowa. There was a basketball tournament in Iowa City, and the team in John's photo has a nice first place sign in front of him.
Hey!
John, to you and your teammates, congratulations. Thanks for posting that photo on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
Love to see it. We've had some state basketball going on, too, on Saturday. Did you see that Beth has a bunch of cookies and treats and stuff?
I do see cookies.
I really love the photos there, Beth.
Green dipped strawberries and mint dipped pretzels. Looks very good.
Yes.
Also, I'm big fans of people who post vague, trying to figure out where you are photos.
Okay.
Okay. Erica, lunch date with the Hubs. Now, very clearly, it is red countertops.
Countertops, yes.
It's a restaurant that serves things in baskets.
Uh-huh.
And the trash can is designed as for you not to throw away the basket.
Okay. Do you have a guess?
I do. I think it's the Flying Weenie.
Ooh, see, I think it's Freddy's.
You think it's Freddy's?
I think.
The paneling and the floor tile don't look Freddy's. They look a little older than a Freddy's restaurant.
I don't know.
You don't think so?
I don't know.
And if we could zoom in on Erica's hubby's pop, we'd have even a little bit better.
Even know.
I know. But this is part of fun, right? It's like, where are they?
Can you figure it out?
There's no food in front of them. Ah! Is this pre-meal or post-meal, Erica?
I don't know.
What's going on?
Okay, we've got a bit of a mystery, but plenty of space still on the Z102.9 Facebook page for you to post your photo underneath ours. It's One Shot Weekends.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
All systems green. Green means go. Tomorrow, Sapit Apiso, Morning Scramble Live, all happening downtown Cedar Rapids.
Yes, Morning Scramble Live. We're going to kick things off on your St. Patrick's Day morning, and we're going to have the festivities bright and early when we begin our show, because we're taking the show on the road.
Yep, Cliff's Dive Bar and Grill, which is also your headquarters. Claire, you're part of the judging team this year for Sapit Apiso.
Yes, yes. Excited to see all of the floats in downtown Cedar Rapids and to pass on my judgment. Very excited.
Not you.
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 Definitely you.
How many categories do you have to judge?
There's several.
Several.
I'll have to refer to my notes. Several. I will go with several.
Are you taking cash bribes now music?
By the way, open to any and all bribes. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. There is actually a category for best bribe. In the Sapit Apiso parade.
I have exactly $6 in my wallet.
$6? That's not going to get you nothing.
Look, lady, one of them is a $2 bill.
Got any hooch?
I'll find some.
Like, come on.
Would it be more impressive if I told you I had 90 cents on my fuel saver?
Well, now, okay, now negotiations can begin.
I'm going to hand you my fuel saver card tomorrow during the parade. We're looking forward to having a great time kicking off the show. In fact, we have our friends from Cliff's Dive Bar hanging out in the lobby. We're going to bring them in after 8 o'clock. Just got to give you a rundown of what we have in store and then what they have in store tomorrow.
Plus, we have to ask them a favor. It was when we made this announcement that we're going to take the show on the road and we're going to have the Morning Scramble on a St. Patrick's Day on a Tuesday. Somebody said, you have to try a breakfast shot.
Do you have the recipe?
I have all of the ingredients. I have what we need. Now we just have to have, like, the big ask is, can we do this?
It's technically Taste of Tuesday tomorrow.
Technically, it would be.
All right, that's our big ask. Everything that you need to know, how the parade's going to go down tomorrow, our live show. We bring in our friends from Fun Not Fancy / Cliff's Dive Bar and Grill / Sapanapaso. They're all joining us after 8:10 this morning right here on The Morning Scramble.
Get up! Waking you up with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
The prevailing question on everybody's mind, if you live in a quadrant of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, is there a Sapanapaso parade tomorrow?
I mean, we just had how many inches of snow and blowing and yuck?
Yeah, a lot of yuck.
What's going to happen to the parade tomorrow? It's a tradition.
The crews are already out. They were cleaning sidewalks when I was driving in to work, and I came in 45 minutes early.
And you thought that was curious that they were working that hard on sidewalks?
Well, they have to clean them again.
Yeah.
But good for them.
But they know.
Yes.
We've got a big day in downtown Cedar Rapids. There's going to be a lot of people who need those sidewalks.
Well, they know. We know. And we thought we'd go directly to the source. We are getting ready for a live show. At this time tomorrow morning, we will have just said goodbye to Wild Nept, by the way.
Yes.
We are live at Cliff's Dive Bar and Grill. So let's talk all about that with our friend Kale is coming in this morning. Kale, good morning.
Good morning.
And for the Sapanapaso, also associated with Cliff's Dive Bar, is Justin. Justin, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Guys, bright and early and on a snowy day.
Yeah.
So indeed. Brave.
All arranged over Facebook Messenger on Saturday.
On a Saturday.
And I was worried about the weather, but you guys both wanted to come in because we need to get the word out. Everything is all systems go tomorrow, right, Justin?
Yep. The parade will continue 100%.
The parade will continue.
Yes, it will go.
No matter what.
No matter what. This is the day.
Okay, perfect. That's, you know, it is St. Patrick's Day, and we have elected to have our St. Patrick's Day parade on St. Patrick's Day.
Well, this is Iowa.
And with all the efforts that go into it, it's not something you can just easily pivot to another day.
No, you can't.
It's just, this is what it is, so we are all in.
Yeah, when you are closing down streets and you are getting parade marshals and I'm sure police.
Exactly.
And yeah. There's a lot that goes into putting on a parade.
100%.
Justin, I was going to say, so you've been part of this organization for a while. When do you guys start planning the parade? Like the day after last year's parade, basically?
After the actual St. Patrick's Day, we usually have a little meeting that kind of follow up, kind of talking about the things. Then we take a little bit of a break and regroup, and then we just get back at it. We do a monthly meeting, and then once we're coming out like about a month and a half, we do weekly meetings. So it's not like a crazy amount of time for anyone that wants to get involved that's required, but it's a little bit of a push.
It's a big parade.
It's a source of pride, too, for our community. So how great to have this entire crew of all volunteers, by the way.
Yeah.
100%. Putting this thing together. I think that's the thing that people don't realize. It's like still to this day, everyone I talk to, they're like, they think the city puts us on.
No.
It is a small group of people at Sapanapaso that effort this.
Yeah.
And thank goodness for a lot of the new sponsors that have come in the last couple of years to help keep the parade alive and healthy.
Yeah, it's volunteers and it's passion. If people are interested in helping out, what's a good way to get
So definitely, you can go to our website, thesapanapaso.org, and there's a contact us where you can volunteer to be a parade marshal, or you can just contact us if you want to come to the meetings and be involved in any other capacity, potentially if you want to help with fundraising. All of those things are helpful. So you can be as little or as much involved as you want. It's not like this, hey, you're committed. Now I got to be at every meeting and everything else. It's like, hey, if you want to just, if there's something that's a skill set of yours that you might want to be able to contribute, we'll take it. We need more hands.
Many hands make light work.
I think that's an old Irish proverb.
I think it is Irish. Yeah.
Kale, as a bar owner,
yeah,
grill owner downtown Cedar Rapids, how important is this thing that it is an annual event?
It's incredibly important, and honestly, it can't be understated. The work that these guys put in to keep this downtown, to keep it in, you know, steady hands, can't be understated. For instance, last year we did this parade on a Monday. It outdrew the parade two years prior that was on a Saturday in better weather. That is how much difference that this new, I wouldn't say new leadership, but definitely this new energy has
kind
made
of a rededication to it.
The fundraising efforts, the organization, everything that these guys have done that I've seen with my own eyes in the last couple of years has only helped up the community participation in the entire thing.
Well, hopefully we get lots of community participation. We are behind it 110%, so much so that we thought, let's do our show live downtown. And thank you to you guys for opening your doors.
Why not?
Really?
It's,
yeah,
it's
going to
be a blast. This is going to be great.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
We're excited.
We got Wild Nap coming in.
I can't believe they said yes.
Claire's going to try to entice them with, see if the bartenders can figure out a shot for us.
Yes.
So what we're going to do is take a pause. We're going to come back and kind of talk about game day for us, which is tomorrow, where we're going to be when, for those navigating where I can park, can't park, all of that fun stuff.
Probably
too.
Good to touch on.
Kind of how Tuesday's going to shape up, and we've got all that information on the way. Coming up next, Justin and Kale hanging out as we get ready for Sapit episode tomorrow with Z102.9 in the Morning Scramble.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
We are ready for St. Patrick's Day. Morning Scramble. Taking the show, we're packing it all up, and we're going to hit the road. We're going to do our show live from Cliff's Dive Bar, downtown Cedar Rapids. It's kind of like HQ of the whole St. Patrick's Day.
First time we've ever done our show live from downtown Cedar Rapids on St. Patrick's Day.
Yes?
Yes. We've done Nubo, we've done Marion, we've never been like the heart, like in the actual pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, downtown Cedar Rapids.
Oh my gosh, this is going to be a great day. We are taking everything live. And so we thought we should probably check in with our hosts for the morning.
Roommates.
Or as you like to refer to them.
We're new roommates. We're moving in for a day.
Hey guys.
Future roommates. How we doing? We're going to do the morning scramble tomorrow for you guys. We're doing breakfast sandwiches. So
that's what we heard. All right, that's the voice of Kale at with the Fun Not Fancy Restaurant Group, and specifically Cliff's Dive Bar and Grill. Yeah, so we're there starting at 6. Will the bar and menu ready to, not the menu, but breakfast sandwiches and drinks?
We'll be up and ready with Irish coffee and those breakfast sandwiches and maybe something else if we're asked kindly
enough. Okay. We had somebody text us a drink recommendation for St. Patrick's Day, the Irish breakfast shot. It's Jameson, butter schnapps, orange juice, and chase it with a piece of bacon. What do you guys think about that?
We can make that happen. So we actually have been doing this for years at LP with a classic, with our pork belly that we cured in-house.
Oh.
And so this is something
we're familiar
prepared
with?
That's a good pork belly,
by the way. I thought this was a great invention.
So, no, this is great. We love this shot, and we endorse it 100%. So
yes!
we can make that happen.
I want to love the shot. The last time you made a drink with orange juice in it also included chicken bone broth.
We will leave all the bones out of our cocktails for St. Patrick's Day.
When I think OJ, my head goes immediately to bone broth.
Yeah, protein cocktails are the trend right now, so we thought we'd try it. We did it last Tuesday.
It started like orange juice, and it finished like chicken noodle soup. It was a very healthy, you know, if you're trying to get through
a cold. It was like a Willy Wonka invention.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've got entertainment planned. Wild Napped always comes in studio for us on St. Patrick's Day. They're going to join us after 7. They'll be there for about an hour for an acoustic set. You guys have people coming in as well. Is that right, Kale?
We do. We've got an acoustic gentleman coming in. He played last year. He plays up at the Map Room. Kieran McKellen is.
And that's right at 8, if I remember right.
8-ish. It's 8-ish. always kind of a fluid situation.
Okay.
Usually we don't open until 9, so we're, you know, tomorrow's kind of. We're kind of firing it out of a cannon, all of us together.
Yeah, exactly.
So everything all at once.
Yeah. We've got entertainment. We've got drinks, food, the works tomorrow.
All we need is you guys.
Yeah. Yep. No, Justin, Sap It Up So always joins us as well. We usually get a toast and an Irish coffee. Are you going to be available to kind of hang out with that crew, or how does your day kind of start out tomorrow? Because you are officially part of the
Sap It Up So I'm going to be wearing a couple hats tomorrow, so I'm gonna come in there, let you guys in, and kind of get you landed so we can maybe have an Irish coffee, and then I'm going to go set up the shell with Chuck and get all the sponsorship banners up for the judging station, and then I'll probably come back and maybe relax a little bit.
Then following the parade, Cliffs is also kind of the place to be.
Yeah, that's
after
where
party.
They do the after party. They do the awards. They do all the stuff. So it's kind of like a good home base. I'm going to be just kind of dancing around all day.
From a parade attendee standpoint, what is the most typical question you get from someone who's coming down to watch the parade?
Not
because people who are participating, we know where we're going.
People
right?
just want to know where to stand.
Where's a good place to see everything?
Well, I mean, just... I'd say you start in the core and you kind of work your way out and find room.
Yeah.
You know, the good thing about Cedar Rapids is it has a couple good parkades right downtown.
Yep.
Basically both sides of Cliffs. One's right next to Bricks and the other one's, you know, or by the park. And so it's easy to find a parking spot. And then you just kind of work your way out. The thing is, you know, I think I like to prearrange that. That's why this is such a good idea, having the meeting spot so early with you guys.
Yeah.
Because I mean, back in the day, everyone was like, "Hey, where are we meeting?" That was the thing.
It wasn't, are you going?
It's like, what time are we meeting? When are we doing that? And everyone was always out there really, really early. So it's nice having an early spot downtown this year.
And selfishly, Justin, I would love to see you posted up between Bricks and Cliffs.
100%.
Yeah. Just running back and forth between Bricks and Cliffs.
Right between Bricks and Cliffs. You guys, it's going to be 75 and sunny right there, for 2 hours.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for coordinating
that. You're
welcome. Yes. Yeah. So generous. You guys are so great for hosting us. Our live morning scramble show, 6 until 10 a.m. And then just kind of hang out in the downtown area, Cliffs and Bricks, great spots to be as we're getting ready before the Sapit Episode Parade and afterwards.
There's always somebody new to Cedar Rapids wondering what the traditional parade route, that as well as the parking information, easiest place to find it is on the Sapit Episode Facebook page. Next time we see you guys, the sun will be down, but we'll all be Irish coffeed up. So we'll see you guys tomorrow morning.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks
for coming into the morning scramble. Getting ready for tomorrow and St. Patrick's Day.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze. With Claire.
It's been more than 40 days since Savannah Guthrie's mother, Nancy, was abducted. It's just like nothing is changing, right? We don't know anything. There's not a whole lot of details that have been released, except there was a little nugget from the authorities going into the weekend. The sheriff in Pima County, Arizona, said that police know why Nancy was abducted.
Okay.
And that the suspect could strike again.
What?
But they don't want to name a suspect. They don't want to reveal the motive. And they want to leave everybody in the dark because they're trying to do their job. You know, they know. They're like, we know what's going on.
I believe you. And I've said this to death. The fact that it's a celebrity's mom is the reason we're focused on it.
Right.
But towns and counties and cities across America, this happens and people go unfound a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's just we have the ability to focus on this one story.
Right. Because it's like, I know her.
We still have the death of two little girls in, you know, Cedar Falls.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Johnny Gosch, the kid that put faces on milk cartons when I was a kid.
Yes.
He's still missing.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're just trying to, and right now there's a lot of people who would be spreading conspiracy theories and they're doing it anyway, right?
That is the smarter move, I think, in this day and age of social media.
We can't reveal too much of what we know because we don't want people to start working on it on our behalf.
Or running with it and then just totally.
Yeah. The authorities are like, we're dealing with it. Please.
Yep.
Back up. Back up.
It's good that they're making progress and that's how they have to report it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Last night was Hollywood's big night, the Oscars. Really a big night for one battle after another. Paul Thomas Anderson, prior to this year, he's been nominated 11 times and he has lost every time.
He has
lost every time he's been nominated.
I think some actors and actresses from his movies have won.
Yes.
But I didn't know.
He himself
had an empty shelf.
Never won. Yeah. He got 3 last night. Best director, best adapted screenplay, and best picture for One Battle After Another. He's only the 9th person to win 3 Oscars for a single film.
That's great.
For one project. That's really cool. Sean Penn also picked up best supporting actor, which he was not there. That seemed like a direct choice.
Well, and the way Culkin said it, it's like he's not, I think he chose not to be here. I think he acknowledged like Penn didn't want to be there.
He didn't want to be here. He's
probably the non-smoking policy. I'm just thinking out loud.
Maybe. He's only the 4th man to ever win 3 acting Oscars.
Sean Penn?
Yeah, Sean Penn. Congratulations to him. Leonardo DiCaprio did not win. Michael B. Jordan picked up one for Sinners, which also won Best Cinematography, Best Original Score, Best Adapted Screenplay for Ryan Coogler. And the cinematographer was the first woman to ever win that award.
She had all the women in the audience stand up.
It was so cool.
As a way to thank them for blazing a path for
her. Yes, yes. Very, very cool moment. Conan O'Brien was pretty solid, a really good host. He dropped in a couple jokes during the monologue.
I am Conan O'Brien, and I'm honored to be the last human host of the Academy Award. Next year, it's going to be a Waymo and a Tux, so check that out. Security is extremely tight tonight. I just got to mention that. Yeah, I'm told there's concerns about attacks from both the opera and ballet communities.
Chalamet.
I should warn you, tonight could get political, okay? And if that makes you uncomfortable, there's an alternate Oscars being hosted by Kid Rock. Yeah. It's at the Dave and Buster's down the street. A lot of tickets for that.
You see Jimmy Kimmel made an appearance?
I did. Yeah. Conan stepped away.
That was fun.
They did do the In Memoriam segment with Billy Crystal. It looked like one or two people from each cast.
Yeah, they had the movie posters, and then they took that wall up, and then behind the poster were a couple of people representing each movie.
Yeah, Billy Crystal spoke on behalf. Rachel McAdams honored Diane Keaton. And then they had Barbara Streisand, and she actually sang for Robert Redford.
And in the last note I ever wrote to Bob, I ended it with, "I love you too." And I signed it, "Babs." So it's the laughter.
Very touching.
So touching.
Shannon kept, and do you guys do this too?
What?
My God, a lot of people died.
Yeah! And every time.
Because it was face, 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 face. Two faces, two faces, two faces.
Yes!
Reset.
Yep.
And like, well, remember last year they put stuff online, they got in trouble, so I'm like, they got everybody. No, at the end of the memoriam section, they're like, for more faces.
More faces.
Go to the website.
I need to go to the website because they did not include James Vanderbeek.
I didn't notice that.
I did. I thought that was a little surprising. I was like, well, maybe because he's more known for TV, but he had movies.
He had movies.
Yeah, so I don't know. I thought that was odd. I'll go to the website and check out for more. Thanks, Oscars. Bad news, Buffy the Vampire Slayer fans. They were working on a reboot.
I heard about that.
Yeah, Hulu had stake in it.
Pun intended?
They put a stake in it, for sure. Sarah Michelle Gellar made the announcement on social media this past weekend. They had Chloe Zhao, the Hamnet Nomadland director, attached to the project. She was supposed to be the director of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
My guess is they ran out of money.
Right? I don't know. She didn't explain.
An Oscar-winning director doing a TV show?
Sarah Michelle Gellar said, she just said that it's not happening. They had a 16-year-old actress, Ryan Kira Armstrong, who was supposed to lead the show. She had posted a picture of what the character was going to look like. And she just said, "I'm extremely proud of what we did. I'm sad you guys won't be able to see it. But it doesn't take away from the amazing experience that I had." Why?
I feel like never say never there. This feels a little bit like the Goonies reboot.
Right.
Or
and if
sequel.
We could just find another bucket of money.
It's just buckets of money, guys. That's all we need.
We need one bucket. Does anybody have a bucket?
A very large bucket of money.
That's it.
A Buffy bucket, guys.
It's so easy.
Do you have a Buffy bucket?
I have a bucket. I don't have any money in it.
I need a Buffy bucket.
That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.